Yeah, my name is Jose Bermudez. I'm the Associate Provost for Strategic Planning at Texas A&M University. I started that position in July, and prior to that, I was Dean of the College of Liberal Arts for 4 years.
Okay, great. So there's news that the presidential debates, the presidential or vice presidential candidates in the 2016 election could be coming to Texas A&M. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, the university is putting together a bid to host one of the debates. Obviously, we've got no idea at this point whether we'll be successful. It's a very competitive process, but I think we've got a very strong group of committed people working on this, and I'm very hopeful.
Talk a little bit about the application process. What exactly goes into it? What is this small committee working on?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the suitability of the facilities and the infrastructure in the university and in the community. So the ability to host, for example, 3,000 journalists visiting from across the world, to provide internet access, hospitality, transportation, to be able to work with the Secret Service and other law enforcement agencies to provide security for the candidates. Really, a lot of it is complicated logistics stuff, but there's also another piece that has to do with the educational value of hosting the debate and how we can use this to enhance our student experience at Texas A&M and use it also to build bridges between the university and our local community and our local school districts.
Talk about the importance to Texas A&M University if we were to be accepted as one of the applicants to host these debates.
Well, it's a really incredible opportunity to showcase all the wonderful things that are going on at Texas A&M and the great strides that have been made at this university over the last few years. The presidential debates are watched by more people in this country than any event except the Super Bowl. I mean, this really is an extraordinary opportunity to showcase Texas A&M and also the Bryan College Station area.
This will be the first time that Texas A&M has applied to host these debates before. Why do you think the university is ready now versus maybe they hadn't been ready in the past?
Well, I think we've been ready. I think that it's only now that people have started to think about this as an opportunity. And this is something that's connected with a number of initiatives going on at the university, in particular our Strengthening Democracy Initiative, whereby we're trying to pull together strength from across the university to address issues that are important to strengthening our democratic process. And holding a presidential debate is a really good example of that.
When are the applications going to be submitted, or when are they due?
The applications will be due at the end of March, and then the process will involve, if we're selected, to go to the next stage of the application process, a site visit from the Commission for Presidential Debates, and then a decision will be made in the early fall 2015.
Okay, great. And then just, is there any idea of when, if we do get selected, or if Texas A&M gets selected, of when the debates would actually take place, like what month, or any idea of that, or is that too far in the future?
The debates typically take place sometime between the last week of September and the third week of October.
Okay.
And that would be in fall 2016.
Great. Is there anything else that I didn't ask or that you would like to touch upon before we finish up?
Well, I'd just like to emphasize that really a lot of people are working on this, and students, faculty, members of staff at Texas A&M, and also people from our community, from our county government, from local law enforcement, and from our independent school district. So this, if it succeeds, will be the real product of a very special collective endeavor.